Visitors to UNC Charlotte's McMillan Greenhouse have to pick their way through a lot of plants, ranging from the exotic to the mundane, to get to Bella.
Right here, see? Bella. To your left.
A few days before the Titan arum bloomed, Steve Scott is following his wife and a friend of theirs through the greenhouse. They came to see all 4.5 green feet of Bella, but they're not overlooking the orchids on the way through.
Isn't that unusual? Oh, that's so different.
That's a real orchid.
Scott understands the plight of these flowers growing along the sidelines, since he's tried to grow them in his garden at home.
It's like you might have it and you might not. I feed them, I do everything. They just grow how they want to grow, when they want to grow. Then all of a sudden, bam. And then I have everybody over the house, and I'm like, yo, you see my orchid in bloom? They're like, oh, that's pretty. Like, they just don't understand.
For the non-gardener, the intrigue of the Titan arum is easier to get. It's the biggest flower around, and when it blooms, it smells of rotting flesh. More than one botanist has referred to the plant's flowering as a dream fulfilled, partly because it's so rare. One of the Titan arum's leading experts hasn't even seen it bloom. It's also finicky to cultivate. Titan arums have bloomed at 20 or so institutions in the U.S., but UNCC's Bella is the first to blossom in this region. Scott and his group make their way back to see the bud.
Straight from the little shop of horrors. Eat me.
At this point, it's not stinking. It has another few days before it unleashes the carcass scent that would, in the wild, attract insects to come pollinate it. The director of the greenhouse, Larry Melichamp, is standing by watching the plant and its admirers.
This is your greenhouse? You have a beautiful exhibit here. Oh, I'm loving it. Now, where did you get this? Where is this from?
They originally come from Sumatra, Southeast Asia, south of China.
Melichamp tells them he bought Bella as a bulb 6 years ago for $100, the most he had paid for any plant. Over the years, he used a houseplant fertilizer to coax it into blooming. At the end of the account, Scott gives his camera to his wife.
Can you shoot our picture? Would you come over and shoot a picture? The man that grew this.
Can you see it?
Can you see it? With Bella?
Scott's wife snaps the picture, and then their friend Cherie Richardson scoots beside the botanist in the body-sized bud. She moves to shake his hand.
Do you want me to hug you or just shake hands?
Scott and his companions leave, thanking Melichamp as a group of kids move in on the plant. It's the first time Melichamp has hugged a visitor, but then he says, in his characteristic understated tone, this is a special occasion.
It's a phenomenon. It's in the whole world, the blooming of this plant creates the greatest botanical event whenever it has bloomed in history.
In another sense, he says it's a way to draw people in, to entice them to linger in the prehistoric garden and the orchid bowers before moving on to the main attraction.
Botanical garden is not often thought of as a destination. Just like you need music appreciation, art appreciation, in order to be well-rounded in society. Plant appreciation is a part of that well-roundedness.
And on Sunday, when Bella finally unfurled its purple petal and stank, and the viewing line extended past the orchids and the ferns, visitors had a chance to survey some of the greenhouse's more discreet wonders. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.